So the first practice of this Tibetan dream yoga is daytime practice. I like to call this awakening to the dreamlike nature of reality through reality testing. During the day, whenever we can, as I've said before, and we can't overemphasize this point, we need to remember it again and again, is ask ourselves now and then throughout the day, am I sleeping and dreaming or am I awake? Is this real or unreal? And look around and see if there are extraordinary things or events happening so we can know whether we're awake or dreaming. And start to notice how even in our waking life, which is our consensus reality that we all agree on, how dreamlike and unreal and transitional everything is. Yesterday, I personally was in Massachusetts where I live. Today, I'm in a different state, at a different altitude, looking at snow mountains, although it's July. Isn't this amazing and like a dream? And so recall the dreamlike, transitory nature of reality. During the day, we practice 4 points of recognizing the illusory nature of things, so we're less attached to them, less invested in them, less caught up in them, so we can actually live the ancient spiritual dictum to be in the world, but not totally of it. So we can find freedom, even in prison, for they can imprison our body, but they can't imprison our mind. And freedom of mind is the ultimate form of freedom. Freedom of spirit, spiritual freedom, that is. So during the day, we practice 4 points, reflecting on our illusory body, reflecting on our illusory mind and personality and preferences, likes and dislikes, our mood changes and states of mind and so on. The third, reflecting on the illusory dreamlike nature of the world and phenomena. And fourth, reflecting on the illusory reality and the relativism of time and space. First, regarding the illusory body, which is actually Buddha's body of love in this world, it's a reflection of wisdom and truth. But it's very changeable, it's very insubstantial. If we look at our body, it's so different than it was 30 or 20 or 10 years ago. And it's changing all the time, its weight, its size, its temperature, its feelings and sensations. If we look through our body, we see that we're not just our body, that although we think we're the same person, we're not the same as we were 30 or 40 or 20 or 10 years ago, or even last week. Everything changes, quickly or slowly. Science says every cell and every molecule in our body changes every 7 years. Look at our mind in the present moment, how changeable, how fickle it is, the changing, flickering moods and states of consciousness. So the body and mind are both considered as sort of illusory, and in this way we can realize more the inner light. Let's call it the inner light body. As in Dzogchen tradition of Tibet, we call it the rainbow light body, that we are not just our body. We're more like this infinite energy or rainbow light, this insubstantial yet very vivid, beautiful and glorious rainbow-like phenomena. That's the illusory body practice during the day, recognizing that. That changeless luminosity or inner light amidst all the physical and material changes having to do with our body. The mind, too, is so very changeable and insubstantial. Who can grasp it? Who can define it? Who can measure away it? So we practice contemplating the illusory dreamlike nature of mind. Look for the mind. Is it in our head? In our heart? In our chest? Is it in our body? And see, who is experiencing our experiences? Where is this mind, this consciousness? Is it one mind or many? Who hears, thinks, or feels? How does this mind function? Where do the thoughts and the feelings and perceptions come from? Can we trace their source in our own experience in the present moment? This is like a meditation or a contemplation. Look yourself into who is experiencing your experience. What is the mind? What is thinking? What is looking? Is looking coming from the eyeballs or from the outer forms and pictures? Can one do so without having the inner visual consciousness? A corpse has eyeballs, but it doesn't see much. What is listening? What is feeling? What is tasting, smelling, and touching? Who am I? What am I? Look into this illusory nature of mind, illusory body-mind continuum, and see through it this dreamlike nature, this insubstantial, changeable, dreamlike nature of body and mind, and realize the light body, the innate luminosity or clarity of mind. This is how we realize the illusory mind nature of things, that we are not just who we think we are. And we start to unveil our true identity and can distinguish between the real and the unreal, between who we are and who we just think we are. We can see the difference between concepts and reality. Third, we investigate during the day practice illusory world and phenomena. Notice how everything is impermanent and changing. This is a way to contemplate in daily life, to meditate in daily life. Notice how the outer world changes, how the seasons change, how the foliage changes, how all the animals and people who are born die, how all who gathered together are soon parted. Notice the stars and the infinite distances. And then notice the finite, the smallest ants or microscopic elements that you can look into. I remember one day I was in the woods near our retreat center in southern France, and I happened upon a sort of a concrete well that was covered with a manhole-like heavy metal cover. And I wondered what it was there in the middle of the forest. I guess there had been a village there once. And I pried it open with a stick I used like a crowbar, and I took off the manhole-like cover. And there was teeming universes of tiny insects there in this one tiny shaft that I had opened and uncovered. And it was just like plunging into the myriad depths of God's universe, where millions of stars and galaxies wheel overhead. And there was no difference for that moment in my mind between the infinite reaches of space and time and the most smallest speck of what was right in front of me. In this way, we can contemplate the phantasmagorical, somewhat unreal and dreamlike nature of the world and phenomena. This will free us from many of our illusions and grasping to that which is beyond our comprehension, and we will better plumb the mysteries of life. And fourth, we look into the illusion of time and space, how time and space are relative, how sometimes 1 minute seems like an eternity if we're in pain or if a loved one's in pain, or sometimes hours just flit by without us even knowing, as if they were 1 minute. Time is so relative, so subjective. In this way, we can notice also how space and extensiveness is so relative. Sometimes we feel claustrophobic, sometimes we feel expanded. Perhaps we're meditating in a closet, but we feel infinitely large like the universe. Or some people feel constricted when they're outside in space because they have agoraphobia, they're afraid of space. So just notice that time and space are so subjective and relative, and there's nothing concrete or definitely real here to latch onto, to believe in, to fight over, which brings a great sigh of relief in letting go. And we can better contact the timeless time, the fourth time, that's beyond linear time of past, present, and future, the timeless time, this eternal now, this eternal moment. This is our light body. This is the realization of the illusory nature of the body and the freedom to transform time and space, to do time shifting, space shifting, and our self shifting through this spiritual process of transformation and awakening. So during the day, we practice reflecting on these four points as much as we can. Reality checking and testing through looking at the illusory body, illusory mind, illusory world and phenomena, and the illusory and relativism of time and space. In this way, loosening our concrete clinging and grasping to things that are in any case slipping through our fingers every moment. We become more conscious of the dreamlike, ephemeral nature of life, and it helps us to stop and smell the roses right now. This will help us to, as Blake sang, kiss the joy as it flies and live in eternity's sunrise. The verse of Blake's poem is, "He who binds to himself a joy doth the winged life destroy. Yet he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise." This is the timeless time. This is the holy now. This is where we can arrive at through dream yoga practice.